Now, we've got Connor Booker from Bugs joining us on the line. Bugs describe themselves as infectiously happy sounds. Connor, welcome to the show.
G'day. Sorry, I can't really hear you guys too well. It's a bit quiet.
Okay, we'll try and be a bit louder. So, Connor, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I got you way better now. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Connor. So, look, you've talked before about being best mates and also having really different personalities. You're about to go on a few major shows and have just released, obviously, a big new release. How does, you know, your kind of, I guess, dynamic as a band affect your music?
Well, it affects in a really good way. We're all just really good friends and we've been that way for a few years now, so the dynamic in terms of how our band works, I guess, is just we all kind of support each other and respect each other's ideas, and it works really well that way because working close quarters for so long, we kind of know how to kind of avoid pushing each other's buttons, and that way, I guess, in terms of how it flows on into the music, I guess we all kind of respect each other's mutual ideas. We all try and give each other, like, good space to be able to, have our ideas inputted and valued, so I guess that flows on with, like, a really even, like, representation of all of us as individuals through the music. But it's interesting how that makes, it comes into a cohesive whole. But I guess it has, like, an effect on our writing and stuff. And even, like, little things that we go through, I've used as inspiration for lyrical content as well before. So I guess, it has a big effect.
And did all of you kind of want to be musicians growing up? Or were you all looking to different directions when you were growing up?
It's interesting, like, I guess we've all been around music in some capacity, like, we all grew up in different areas. I grew up on the Sunshine Coast, Brock grew up in Cairns, Jordan grew up in Brisbane, and Brock played in punk bands and hardcore bands and studied audio engineering, so he's obviously very much into it. Jordan played in cover bands and, like, been a technically incredible musician for years, and I guess I was just kind of like a acoustic pop YouTube cover boy that, like, grew up learning how to, like, songs and do stuff that way, I guess, which was, like, pretty prominent at the time. A lot of people were kind of doing that kind of stuff, but I guess after a while I just stuck with it and kept doing, wanting to do more. So we've always all been musical in some capacity. Even then I played bloody, like, tuba in the primary school rehearsal or ensemble band. It was a time. So we've all always been interested, and then gradually, I guess, as we've grown older, we've wanted to diversify doing that in a group. So that's how we kind of fell into being a band or found each other eventually. We've all played in other bands before as well, like the years before this one, so it's kind of just a natural progression.
Yeah, awesome. And you've got some pretty big news. You've got a new album out called Self Help. Are you able to tell us a bit about the album and its themes and the inspiration behind it, potentially?
Yeah, for sure. It's like, I don't know, we're all pretty, like, generally positive people, but that doesn't mean we don't acknowledge there's a lot of struggle in, like, anyone's life. It's not just, like, a modern thing. People just have hardship all the time, and I feel like in a modern context or in a modern society, it's really quite a beneficial thing to be, like, as resilient as possible and being aware of the fact that you need to take care of yourself in a way. Like, a lot of people are so self-deprecating, and there's so much pressure from, like, things like social media and, like, the state of the climate, a billion other things I could just rifle on about that make people, like, really second-guess their decisions and think that they're a bad person. I mean, I know I do, so I guess we wanted the record to have, like, a really kind of resolute and, like, happy feel while still addressing the themes that everyone's going through, like, kind of shitty, bad times.
Mm.
And, it's just, like, I think it's important to kind of promote that to people through our music because that's, like, one of the things we can do through our music is use it as a tool to try and, like, change people's minds about things or, like, get them to think about things in a different way. So I guess we just really wanted to promote people, like, taking care of themselves, and that's flowed into a lot of the lyrics being very introspective and very deeply personal, but in a way we kind of tried to write the songs a bit more broadly ended, a bit more loose-ended for people to be able to take their own meaning from them so they could get that strong relation, be able to kind of find their own, like, definition of what we were trying to put across with it.
Yeah, and obviously the music industry is quite a tough one. Like, there's a lot of conversations around mental health for musicians, particularly, like, smaller Australian musicians who don't make a lot of money off, like, gigs and stuff like that. Is did that play a role, like being a musician in terms of like the conversations around mental health?
Absolutely. Like the prominence of the like kind of overriding like mood in the industry that we need to start helping artists and support services, not just artists. Like it's so much further reaching than artists. I'm sure that you two have dealt with it in like some capacities or just as harsh capacities as musicians. And I think as like artists or something, a lot of people give themselves like a bit of a self-pity complex, but like a lot of people are going through these things. Like a lot of people in different industries are going through these like self-doubts and like insecurities. And yeah, it's definitely magnified in the music industry in Australia because it's so small, but I think it's still like good to use it to kind of like approach more people than just like musicians. But yeah, definitely the kind of overriding scope. Like our friends Jay and Jess run like a great mental health podcast, and we did interviews with them a few months last year actually at Big Sound, and that was honestly the first time I'd really kind of been aware of it, because within our band we have such like good support structures. As I spoke about earlier, we're all there for each other, so like we when we struggle we help each other, and we've never felt like we need more than that. So I guess that's like, yeah, I guess that's why we're trying to do it. We're trying to like I guess expose or like promote our philosophy of how to like take care of your friends with each other. And I don't, yeah, it's definitely more exaggerated and like amplified in the music industry. Lol, great pun, amplified. But yeah, it's just, everyone feels that. Everyone feels pressure. Everyone feels like struggle for jobs, struggle for finding their place in the universe and life or whatever. So like, I just wanted it to kind of hit home with as many people as possible. And I think we all wanted to do that because it's important to all of us.
And do you think, I guess, as you've, you know, you've talked about some of the things you've learnt along the way, do you think you've become more aware of the kind of impact that music can have as well? I guess it's a big
absolutely
platform.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's like, you start, well, I know I started playing, as I said, like an acoustic cover YouTube kid, like just doing things because I like loved it and it was fun and all these really pure, like, but self-indulgent reasons, like wanting to improve your craft and all these things that you start and you're so insular with how you think about everything. And then eventually, like, I guess this band's grown to the point where it's like, yeah, it does influence people, and people come up to us after shows and say super personal things about like lyrics and things that have gotten them through really tough times. They get tattoos of things that help them on their bodies, like massive commitments that obviously shows like how much of an effect that it can have on people's lives. And that's been like, yeah, honestly one of the most intense but also rewarding like learning curves of being in a band. Like as it's kind of continued to grow, we're aware of that kind of social responsibility a lot more now, and like, yeah, we want to do a good job in terms of using our platform to promote good things, because we know, I'm sure everyone that is in the Australian music industry knows, a lot of bad people exist within and promote kind of dodgy things and stuff. So it's been really good the last few years, though. Everyone's starting to have a lot more accountability around actions, and now it's starting to pick up a lot. I think it's heading in a really good direction. There's a lot of work to be done, don't get me wrong, but a lot more, as you guys are saying, it's a lot more people are aware of it now in terms of the importance of mental health and checking in with your mates. Just in general society as well, I think that importance, or that profile is growing, so it's really cool to see it grow. And that, yeah, it's definitely been like a process that's only happened in the last, I'd say, 2 years of being aware of it, I guess, because, yeah, you start because you have your own dreams and you want to play massive stages and all these, like, kind of childish ambitions. But as you start to kind of tick dreams off, you start to realize the things that really make a difference and the things that really matter to you are people and those kinds of connections that you make. So they're the things that I really kind of, like, get off on now out of music. Like, hearing something like that, like, a real motivator to keep going.
Yeah, and we've noticed that your band kind of also embodies some of the more lighthearted things about being a band. Like, we noticed your Facebook group called Bugs Neighbourhood Posting, which seems like a bit of a wholesome time. Can you tell us a bit about your Facebook group?
Oh, it's amazing, honestly. Like, the amount of, like, joy and, like, rapturous joy that thing has given me since, like, I think it was guy Matthew Pert started it. And, like, yeah, all these people that obviously feel, like, a deep and meaningful connection to our music and what we do, or just, like, yeah, love having a laugh about us or at our expense.
Did you know the guy who started it?
Pardon?
Did you know the person who started the group?
No idea, yeah. He just did
amazing.
It, and then all these people started jumping on, and, yeah, it's, like, it's all right now. It's just 500 people or something, but there's, like, 3 or 4 memes posted today. Our mate Will's Johnston, who does like lots of videos and stuff for us, he's like the meme king. He's like slamming that group 3 times a day. We all have this theory where we reckon he has like an actual like notification, like push notification on his phone for whenever we like put a post up or Instagram story or something. He's so quick on it. And yeah, like seeing all that kind of stuff, yeah, like lighthearted banter, I guess, or like having fun, it also kind of takes the load off it feeling like this weird pressure, because we know that the people that really care about us have such a good kind of fun attitude towards life, in like hopefully a lot of the time. So yeah, it definitely makes it feel like we've got a fun bunch and really just a really hilarious bunch of people who are into our stuff, because there's some ripping memes. I'm an old dude, I don't love memes, but these ones get me, I guess, because they're personal and I'm naive and vain a little bit, so I'm like, oh my god, I'm a meme. Yeah, it's very like flattering, the fact that people even do that. Like, I know it probably sounds weird, but like, yeah, the fact that someone's done that and all these people have jumped on board and felt like they want to be part of this close-knit community, and they just banter with each other, like, about, like, someone posted what's their favourite song on the album, and there's, like, 20 people commenting, just being like, no, this one's the best, no, this one's the best, and, like, even seeing that as an artist is, like, incredible. The amount of bad feedback you have, or the amount of anxiety you have around people liking what you put out there, just seeing that kind of stuff and, like, real people that you've had a real connection with and care about it, it's such a nice boost to your kind of morale. And as you guys know, yeah, in an industry where people fling so much mud a lot of the time and, like, it feels really competitive a lot of the time, it's just nice to kind of have friends and have people on your side kind of thing. And, like, yeah, I feel like what we're doing with Thugs is we're building a bit of a community. Like, at our shows, it's, like, not meant to be a performance. We want it to be an experience. We want everyone to be in there, like, with us. It's not like we're playing to someone from a stage. It's, like, the whole kind of energy in the room. We want to be consistent and everyone to kind of get what we're trying to achieve and have a bit of fun, take care of each other and be aware to check in. They're like, I guess, the main principles of our band.
Mm. And look, you've played some big venues and some big gigs in the past. You've already played Falls. What's next for you? What kind of tours are coming up?
Pardon, what was the last part?
What kind of tours are coming up for you?
Oh, well, we've just started, we're supporting Grinstein all around the country on their Chemical Hearts tour at the moment, which is absolutely wild. Like, I grew up listening to Grinspoon for like 10 years and my dad being obsessed with them, and like, we've just picked off Frio and Perth on the weekend, playing the biggest venues like we've ever played. They were just incredible, and like, the experience of getting to do it with Phil and like the team is incredible. All our friends are supporting, like the Heartaches and Gooch Palms, so it's a really close-knit crew, so it doesn't feel like we're stepping into something that's uncomfortable, but we're doing that. That's like, we're 2 dates into, I think, a 19-date tour at the moment. We're doing Forum tomorrow night and stuff with them. It's just nuts. Like, the scale of the venues that we're doing is wild. And then we go straight out of that into our own headline tour for the album. So I think it's something like 30 shows in 6 weeks at the moment.
Yeah, wow. How did your dad react when you told him you were playing with Grinspoon? You said he was a big fan.
Honestly, not trying to be downer, but I don't really keep in too much contact with him at the moment. So, yeah, it's a bit complicated, really. But,
oh, goodness,
yeah,
yes.
I know. Yeah, sorry. I wish I didn't lie then, to be honest. But, yeah, like, as I said, we're honest people. Like, it's nothing too hectic or anything. But, yeah, we don't really keep in contact too much. But I'm sure if he's seen it, he'd be pretty bloody over the moon, to be honest.
Yeah.
So Mum's real proud. She was into Grinners as well, and My boss came to our shows, actually, because he lives in Perth. He came to our shows on the weekend, and it was just, like, so surreal having, like... Well, he's not my boss. He's been mates for 6 years now, basically. He's my boss, but having him there and say he's so proud, just watch the growth of us, that kind of stuff, like, so, as an individual, so, like, rewarding to, yeah, feel like you're kind of progressing. You know what it's like. It's nice to feel like things are growing.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of
keep... We're very appreciative for it all.
And also, the name Bugs is a bit of an unusual one. Do you have a favourite bug, Connor?
Oh, that's such a good question. That's a great question. I think, yeah, definitely, Praying Mantis.
Yeah, I see that.
So cool. Actually, cool little random story. One time our manager, like 2 years ago, Ruby, she messaged us going, hey, what are your favourite bugs? And I was like, oh, Praying Mantis. Brock said, like, a cicada or something. Then Jordan goes, oh, cockroach. And then she goes, I'll pick another one, Jordan. And he picks something else, like an ant or something. She rocked up to our practice the next day with tattoos of all those bugs on her thigh.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's why she asked for a second option from the cockroach.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's
yeah,
commitment.
It was, like, so wild. And, like, she's the best. So, yeah, we're with her for good now, absolutely. Even before the tattoos, we are. That's why it feels so nice. We have such a good, connected family of crew around us. Like, our booking agent's been the same for 3 years, and he's just one of our best mates. Like, it feels... Like, it doesn't start that way. That's just kind of how... Like, even so many of our, like... I hate using the word fans, it's a terrible word, but people that come to our shows and appreciate what we do, we've kind of just broken down the wall between that a lot of the time, and faces that are so familiar at shows that are friends now, it's really nice not having this weird divide between people. It just feels like a really nice, wholesome community, so it's very cool. And yeah, Praying Mantis, sorry, went really sidetracked.
No, that was good. It's really good to hear, like, your really positive experiences about being in a band and, yeah, like, the community that you've managed to build through Facebook and in real life and, yeah, with everyone around you. Thank you so much, Connor, for joining us.
No, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate the time and you guys, like, yeah, also caring about what you do enough to give us your time. It's really cool. So thanks heaps for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Connor. We're going to play Seriously by Bugs now.
You're on the hoist on Sin.